Lord, we pray indeed that Christ would be beneath us and above us and in quiet and in danger, and Christ would be in the hearts of all of us today. I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Each year around this time, we take the stewardship theme. Now, last year I called it the S word because it's almost a dirty word in the Christian faith. The minute people hear stewardship, they put all the walls up because they say, okay, what's the bottom line? How much money do you want us to give? So we talked about being stewards of God's manifold grace last year. And we learned that stewards in the Old Testament and the New, stewards were people who were servants in a rich household, and they would have the most responsible job of that household. They had to take care of all the physical needs of the house, and they had a set of keys, and on that key ring were all the riches of the house, and anyone who wanted to enter had to go through the steward. It was a very responsible job, and we learned that we had to be stewards of God's manifold grace. Well, this year I want to talk about stewardship in a little different way. I want to talk about stewardship of the past, the present, and the future, but we're going to do them out of order. The present will be today. The future is next week, because next week we're baptizing Theo. And so we want to talk about the future we're going to give to baby Theo and all our little ones who are coming up in this church. And then the last week will be stewardship of the past. Not only our past, but the Christian past and how we tell those stories. So this week is stewardship of the present, and I thought, what better way to talk about how we deal with the time we have right here and now, the breath we're given each day? How do we deal with that? How are we good stewards of the time that we are given? And of course, we read in James about the two things that we need in order to be good stewards. And the first is not simply belief in God. I love when James said, you say you believe in God? Yeah, so the devils do, and they have the good sense to be scared, and you don't. So it's not simply belief that we need to be good stewards. We need to be people of faith. If we don't have faith, it's awfully hard to do God's work. Because faith teaches us that there's something else out there. Faith teaches us that Jesus loves us. Faith teaches us that even when we are working and we see no result, that we're not to give up, because the results are in God's hands. Faith teaches me that when I make an absolute mess of things, I have a new life and a new start in Christ. And I don't have to be ridden with guilt. Faith teaches me that when I am standing over the grave of a loved one and I am completely bereft, that there is a resurrection coming and that this is not the end of our stories. Faith teaches me that when I am at my wit's end and no one else quite understands what I'm going through, that I can lean on the everlasting arms. Faith teaches me never to give up. We need faith. James, when he wrote this book, did not seem to... People say, well, James says we don't need faith. No, James says we need faith, but we need something else besides faith. Faith is our foundation. We can't go along in this life without faith. That's foundational. He says we also need something to go along with that faith, and that's the work we do, because that demonstrates the faith we own. And so we do the work. And the work we do is summed up in this. James says, if somebody walks into your presence and they're raggedy and they're hungry, and you say, I'll be praying for you, That's not the way to go. He said, anytime you see a need, you meet the need. That's simply what works are. It's not planning for some great campaign. It's seeing somebody in need and meeting the need. When somebody tells you, I have been in a funk, I am completely depressed, then you say, let's meet for coffee and let's talk. When someone says to you, I'm having problems making ends meet, you help them out. I think of the church of Shepherd of the Bay Lutheran Church with this family in need. And the pastor said to me, we can't cure him. The doctors and the nurses are trying their very best to help this man who has such a terrible time with cancer. He said, but what we can do is make sure that the family doesn't have to worry about the rent or the heat or the money that they need to buy food. That's what works is. It's seeing the need and meeting the need. The last year that my son was in school, it was his first year of college, and he was all excited to go away to college, and we were very hopeful for college. And the other kids who went away from this church seemed to have a wonderful experience, and my kid did not. Every time he called home, there was some other problem. And I was very worried about him. And when you're a parent, you can't fix things when they grow up. You have to let them go. But Robert called a church, and he said, I don't have a car, I need transportation. The people of that church, it was a Lutheran church in Kenosha, picked him up every single Sunday. They asked him if he had anything he'd like to share with the church, so he was able to play the piano sometimes in church. And he told me, after he knew he was going to transfer out, he said, my only regret in transferring is I have to leave that church because, Mom, that was the only bright spot in my week, was going to that church. They met that kid's needs Sunday after Sunday. They knew he would not be a permanent member of the church. They knew he couldn't give to the building plan or anything else in that church. He would sit in that pew Sunday after Sunday for a few months, but they met his needs. Works in the church is not about the grand programs. It's about meeting people where they are with what they need. That's what James is talking about, and it's something each and every one of us can do in so many ways. We have so many opportunities today to meet the needs. We were talking a few weeks ago about when there's funerals in the church and how we can meet the needs by ushering and by providing a reception for the family and giving them some measure of comfort when they are in our church, whether they're members or not. We've talked about bridges and how these young people come and they come to make money, but there's a huge spiritual need in these young people's lives. And we meet that need. Sometimes they don't even know they need it, but we meet it anyway. That's what James is talking about. If you want to be stewards of this present life, we need to keep our faith strong and sunny. We need to know that God loves us, and God's economy, even if we look at our work and we don't see any result, God has that under control. And each day, when we see a need, we meet that need. What will you do this week to be stewards of the present? Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that we do not work alone, but that all the grace and mercy and love of God is within our hands and our feet. Keeps us from being discouraged. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.